a talented university student pursuing her dream to become a politician. A principal of a girls' school educating the next generation. Both stellar examples of women's progress in Afghanistan. But when the Taliban seized control in 2021, their lives came to a sudden halt.
I feel like everything finished. Everything finished. My achievements, how much I tried for my studies, for my exams, and all for all the girls, and I couldn't stop myself to crying.
And then came the threats.
Message به من اگر از وظیفه دست نکشی مثلا بچه‌ت هم میبرم یا دختر از پانتون میگیرم یا مخانت میفهمده خانت کجا.
In a two-part special report filmed over 4 years, 101 East follows the tumultuous journey of these Afghan women as they rebuild their shattered dreams far from home.
Buildings established.
So Trinity College is one of the three oldest colleges at U of T. I believe this was around the 1870s, and they've preserved a lot of the, you know, old architecture.
On a cold November morning, Manoj Aliyar is touring the University of Toronto, one of Canada's top universities. Braving the cold, she's keen to find out what studies they offer here.
When some people study, for example, international relations, can they also take a class in business too?
Yeah, definitely.
So, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So
she's excited to start campus life, but she's half a world away from everything she's ever known.
What university did you go to?
Kabul University.
Oh, okay, nice.
Kabul is the capital of Afghanistan.
Yeah.
Okay, Melissa?
Yeah.
It's our school, and we have 7 or 8 buildings here.
This is where I first met Manoj in 2018. She was just 16 years old and a star student at Syed al-Shahada High School in Kabul. Akila Tavakkali was the school principal. Back then, girls were clamoring for the opportunity to learn. Every morning from 6 a.m., about 7,000 girls would file through the front gates. After the U.S.-led invasion of Afghanistan in 2001, billions of dollars in aid flowed into the country. Education for girls was a priority. But Manoj and Akila showed us how conditions at their school were far from ideal.
We have a few buildings here.
Yes.
Which ones are for girls?
She's saying that that building is from the boys, that building is from the boys, that building are from the boys. Those we are seeing the buildings, these are all the boys.
All the buildings
all
are
the
for boys.
All the boys, yes.
Where are the girls?
That's the school of the girls. We don't have classroom to study. We don't have buildings. And that's just for girls.
Even then, Manoj was acutely aware of the discrimination facing girls in her country.
It's a problem because they're not equal in our country. They're not equal. They are thinking that the boys are, they have right, but the girls, they don't have right. They have class, but the girls don't have class. For example, my brothers are not, they are boy, they have class. My sister, more than 5 years, they sitting outside in front of the sun, under the rain, and those days that there was rain. So they will not teach anyone, they will not study something, they will come back.
We watched on as a storm blew in, ending the girls' classes for the day. Despite the challenges and her responsibilities at home, Manoj had her life all mapped out. She would graduate high school, go to university, then work to improve the rights of Afghan girls and women.
After that, I will get a job. After that, I have planned to go in this, what's Aminiyat in English?
Security?
Security, no, siyasat.
Politics.
I will go to politics, and I will supply everything for the girls. It's my wishes.
Three years later, the sanctuary of Sayed al-Shahada High School was shattered. The attackers struck on an afternoon in May 2021 when girls were leaving for the day. As students spilled onto the streets, a car bomb exploded just meters away. Then, two more bombs. Principal Akila ran to the front gate when she heard the blast.
شاگرده ها زوف کرده بودم تعدادشان جیغ میکشتم و ما اونا رو آرام میکردم که شاید دختر و شاید این انفجار یا بم نبوده شاید بالون گازی بوده که انفجار شده.
It was one of the deadliest attacks ever recorded in the capital. 85 people were killed, almost all of them young girls. No one has been held responsible.
مهدیه محمد علی جز زخمی همون بود که پس یک هفته بعد از حادثه شهید شد.
When I returned to Afghanistan 2 months after the blast, Akila was grieving for her students, their lives cut short by the attackers.
نمیخواستن که این شاگردای ما همون به درسشان ادامه کنن. شاگردا رو میخواستن از مکتب بکشن. میخواستن به هر نوی شده جلوی پیشرفت شاگردا و این منطقه رو بکشن.
Proudly showing me the new classrooms built just for girls and murals painted throughout the school to encourage them, she was determined to carry on.
There is a sentence here, the better days are coming. And dear, let us, let us study. Let us continue our way.
Let us keep going.
Yes, it means keep going.
Then 19 and in her first year at Kabul University, Manoz was back at her old school to see the new classrooms. But despite the positive changes, she was wary of the ever-increasing attacks on women and girls across the country.
The enemies, they attack the school, they attack the mosque, they attack the car, they attack the road, they attack the university. There is not any safe place. I think we're going to have a very dark life again.
But she could not foresee just how dark life would soon become for the girls and women of Afghanistan. On the 15th of August, 2021, Akila was in her office at the school when her daughter phoned.
او گفته که از مکتب برای که طالبان میرن و واقعا وحشت زده شده بایی که می دیدیم یعنی می شنیدیم که ولایات ما یک سقوط میکنن اما بازم با این باور بودیم که کابل
Akila rushed to protect her staff and students.
یعنی ما ای را چیز میکردیم که طالبان حتما هجوم میارن ده همون روز ما فقط تنیسم که اسناد استادی که پیش ما بود اونا را در یک جا مخفی کنم معمول لوحه‌ای که روی اداره مکتب بود رو بکشم که متوجه نشن اداره داشتیم کار می‌کردیم و شاگردایی که آمده بودن شاگردا رو گفتیم هر چیزو تر برین شب بود اونا رو همه رو کشیدم و با خود زنگ زدم شوهرم با موتر اومدن و ما را و دو سه از استادی که با ما در
With armed Taliban on the streets of Kabul, panic broke out. The world watched as desperate scenes were broadcast from Kabul airport. Afghans scrambled to board the last military planes out of the country before the foreign troops left. At their first press conference after the takeover, the Taliban pledged to protect women's rights.
متعهد ده چې د خزو حقوق ته د شریعت په چوکاټ کې پابند ووسیږي. زموږ د خواندو مندو هغه حقوق چې الله جل جلاله په شریعت کې ورکړی دی او زموږ د ملت ارزښتونه ایجابي هغه ټول ورکو ښځه د ټولنې مهم عنصر او برخه ده
But the crackdown started almost immediately. Most women were banned from working, forced to cover their faces in public, and soon girls were banned from attending secondary school. But Akila wasn't about to abandon her students. She returned to work a month later when schools reopened for boys and younger girls.
حتی یک مکتوب هم داده بودن که زنایی که در بسته یک و دو و سه هستن یا باید استعفا بدن و یا ما منفکشون میکنیم. این تصمیم ما گروهی گرفتیم و رفتیم سر وظیفه ما. اگر در صورتی که خواستن خودشون منفک کنن، منفک کنن. ولی ما استعفا نمیدیم. طالبا چندین دفعه در مکتب ما چون یک فوکس شده بود سر مکتب سید شهدا زیاد میامدن. چندین دفعه آمدن و هر دفعه که می آمدن روی زمین بود می گفتن مدیره تو برو من با نمایندت صحبت می کنم. برای ما خیلی دردآور بود.
2 months after the takeover, Akilah gave a television interview calling on the Taliban to allow girls to return to secondary school. Shortly after, her relatives warned her that she was in danger. Even before the takeover, she says, she'd received threats.
اول زیاد برای مهم نبود. گفته بودن مثلا دکتر تا دانشگاه میبریم بچه تا اختطاف میکنیم یا در موتر شاید حتی گفته بودن من میزنم خانت ما پیدا کردیم این موردهایی بود که برای من مسیج میکردم
Meanwhile, Manoz was too frightened to leave the house.
I feel that everything finished. Everything finished. My achievements, how much I tried for my studies, for my exams and all for all the girls and it was shocking for me for my family and I couldn't stop myself to cry and I can't forget that day that was so difficult.
She too began receiving threatening phone calls from people who knew she'd been working part-time for a women's rights organization.
They know about my works, about my activities. So that was the fear that I felt. And I received some of the calls, unknown calls, that we know that you work, like, you work with the foreigners as well. And they indirectly, we know that, they said, and I felt fear. And I talked with my dad that, Dad, who are they? The unknown numbers.
Fearing for their lives, Manoz and Akilah knew they had to flee. But leaving Afghanistan was becoming harder by the day. As the weeks passed, they began to lose hope.
در اونجا ما حتی با اصلا که درس میکردیم فلانی رفت و ما واقعا ناامید میشدیم. میگفتیم هیچ کس نمانده ما مانده فقط افغانستان و چی خواهد سر ما بیاید.
On the other side of the world, in Toronto, Canada, journalist Brennan Leffler was moved by their story. He decided to apply to a private sponsorship program where citizens can help resettle refugees.
We were hearing from Akilah and from other people. I'm in a safe house and my neighbors are calling me, telling me they're going around asking where I am. And so there's no time to waste. When something like that's happening, people's lives were literally hanging in the balance.
Brennan convinced more than a dozen of his friends and colleagues to help raise the $50,000 needed to support Manoz, Akilah, and her family for their first year in Canada.
So this is the financial profile form where you have to tell them, you know, what your income was. And each one of the sponsors did that.
Had to do this.
They filled out reams of paperwork and submitted it to the Canadian government.
So then you waited and waited and waited and waited and waited.
Yeah, I called and they didn't have it and I'd call back and they still couldn't find the application and we waited and nothing happened. So yeah, we decided to move them ourselves.
With the help of the nonprofit group Journalists for Human Rights, he was able to add Manoz, Akilah, and her family to an evacuation list. But Manoz would have to leave her 3 sisters, 2 brothers, and her parents behind. She was the only one with a passport.
My dad tried to get passports for all of us to leave, but it was not possible because the passport office, they were closed, and it was not possible. So we gathered and together we decided for me to leave.
But the Taliban does not allow women to travel without a male guardian. So Akilah and her husband Musa agreed to take full responsibility for Manoz and take her with them.
رو ما به پدرشم گفته بودیم که نگران مهناز نباشن، ما مواظبش هستم.
They secured visas to Pakistan, and early one morning a driver picked them up and they left the city they love.
یک روز خیلی بدی بود، واقعا برای ما سخت بود گذشتن از مرز، چون من تا حالا از مرز این قسم تیر نشدم، چون خیلی چیزها هم شنیده بودیم که چه قسم میکنن، خانوما رو تنها نمیذارن، طالبا هستن اونجا چک میکنن اگه بایومتریک کنن شما چطور میشه.
After waiting for 8 tense hours at the border, they reached the front of the queue.
وقتی که من از دیگه از اون منطقه‌ای که واقعا برای ما مشکل بود که تیر شدیم، او را با خوشحالی دفعش کردیم. و وقتی که پاسپورت ما رو دو خولی زدن، اونجا ما یک نفسی کشیدیم.
Over the following months, I regularly checked in with Akila and Manoz. They had swapped the dangers of Afghanistan for the temporary shelter of Pakistan, leaving behind everything they'd ever known for an uncertain future. It's been more than 3 months since they fled their homeland when I meet Manoz and Akila again, this time in Islamabad, Pakistan's capital.
Everything okay? Hi, Tamana.
How are you?
This is the first time I've met Akila's family. Her husband Musa, 20-year-old daughter Tamana, 14-year-old Abu Fazl, and 8-year-old Ali.
How are you?
I'm excited to see you.
It's so good to be here. So this is where you're staying.
Yes.
You want to show me?
Yes, of course.
This is your room.
Yes,
that's
nice. They've been staying at this guest house, along with other Afghans who have fled. They've settled into a routine. Akila begins each day with a walk through a nearby park. Then they sit down together for breakfast.
طبق قانون و نمیفهمم برای خودشون برنامه و چی دارن.
السلام علیکم.
السلام علیکم.
How are you?
Thank you. I am fine.
Please have a seat.
Thank you. Have a seat, please.
This is your amount, your food allowance.
Okay, thank you.
The NGO which helped them leave Afghanistan is covering most of their expenses. As the days go by, the family start English lessons.
How are you?
To prepare for life in Canada.
Have you prepared your test?
While Manoz and Akila's eldest daughter, Tamana, are more proficient in English, Akila, her husband, and the boys need practice.
E. A, B, C, D, E.
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 Yes.
E.
K. Mister.
You studied? Seriously?
Yeah.
Okay, can I give a test? You want to revise?
Sure, yes.
در اسلام‌آباد هم انگلیسی زیاد مردمش میفهمن و بیرون که بریم تاکسی یا هر جای دیگه ما میتونیم حساب انگلیسی میبینیم که ضرور هست و در کانادا هم بسیار ضرور هست. ما کوشش داریم میکنیم که بتونیم امو در خانه هم بعضی از کلمات که آسان هست حساب کامان یکم پیشرفت کنیم در این قسمت.
Yes, every day with my sister and my mother.
Manoz also wants to refine her language skills. She's desperate to resume her university studies and support her family. The relief of fleeing Afghanistan has given way to feelings of homesickness. This is the first time she's been away from her tight-knit family.
Every time when I talk to my mom, to my family, I don't want them to worry about me. And I tell my mom to not worry about me. I'm in a good place. I'm with good people. And don't worry about me because I know every time when I talk to my mommy, she cries. And I don't want to cry because if I cry, she will cry too again. So I don't cry because
the strain of living in limbo is beginning to show for all of them.
به ما گفته بودن که دو هفته بیشتر نمیمه. در این دو هفته خب ما دو هفته رو با خوشحالی با به حساب چکر زدن گذروندیم. خیلی خوش بودیم. گفتم خب بعد از دو هفته میریم. اما این دو هفته به یک ماه و دو ماه و سه ماه طول کشید.
Good morning.
Yes. Good evening.
No, Shava, all night.
Every week they speak to Brennan in Toronto.
You're all looking good. Tell Ali I like his shirt.
علی میگه من شرط خوش دارم
He likes fast cars, huh? Manas, I've heard it was your birthday the other day. Was that yesterday?
Yes. Yeah, it was yesterday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Is it nice to have Melissa there?
I wanted you to be here too. So we will meet you in Canada soon. Bye.
Gosh, I hope it's not going to be too much longer for you to come.
They're desperate for news about when they'll be able to go to Canada.
It's frustrating. We're trying to get our government to move faster. Inshallah, very soon.
Since they left Kabul, the Taliban have reneged on a promise to reopen secondary schools for girls. Women who dared to protest have been arrested and imprisoned.
با سلاشه خانه در خانه شده بود. ما زیاد در قسمت بیا در تماس بودیم که چه قسمی شد. بعضی از همکارا که زنگ می‌زدن حتی میگفتن حساب در اون قسمت زیاد مردم هم وحشت زده شده بودن. حالا نمی‌فهم دلیلش چیه ولی در بعضی جاها می‌رفتن یک تلاشی حساب سبک انجام می‌دادن، اما در بعضی موارد حتی باغچه‌شون ماشین بیل زده بودن، چون یکی از استادا گفتن چون خانه را موتر همه را اله کرده بودیم. 20 روز وقتی که در وظیفه نری منفک میشی دیگه، وظیفه هم آمد دست داده بودم، خانه و زندگی و وسایل هم جور روان انداخته بودیم چون وظیفه هم زجاور بود.
Unable to work in Pakistan, the only thing they can do is wait. Today, they head to an Afghan restaurant near their guest house for a taste of home.
چه بخوریم؟ چه بخوریم بچه هم؟ افغانی تکه؟
قابلی؟
تو چی میخوری ابو الفضل؟
من کباب.
کباب؟ آجی؟
قابلی میخوری؟ آره. علی هم قابلی.
سه قابلی؟ نه دو قابلی یک کباب؟ چهار قابلی؟ قابلی؟ یک ما ابو الفضل تکه، کباب تکه. خود قاب. متمرکز نکن.
Most nights after dinner, they walk to a nearby park to play badminton or football. This simple freedom would have been unimaginable had they remained in Afghanistan, where the Taliban have banned sport for women and forbidden them from entering public parks. But even still, they can't wait to start the next chapter of their lives.
It's more than 3 months that we wait here. And not being aware of that when we will go to Canada, it's difficult because like being far from the studies and there is no home here. So I hope to go to Canada soon.
Finally, they get the news they've been waiting for. Their flights to Canada are confirmed.
Yay! It's our flight today. I have to say goodbye with my room. With Islamabad, with Pakistan. I'm so excited. It's my bags.
خوبان کلی که ما خوشحال شدیم بچه‌ها وقتی که من ایمیل ارسال کردم که برام ایمیل اومد، یعنی چون ما هر روز امیدی که بودیم نامی به حساب رسیدیم، به مقصد ما، به هدف ما می‌خواستیم.
It was really amazing news for all of us. When we get our boarding pass, it was really great. I felt really happy.
11 months after they fled their homeland, they are on their way. In Toronto, Brennan and one of his fellow sponsors, Katie Herbert, are waiting to welcome them at the airport. More than a year after they started gathering the support of about a dozen people, raising funds, and filling out mountains of paperwork, this is the moment they've been waiting for. Flight 781 landed 2 hours ago, and Manoz and Akila and her family are some of the last to come through the gates.
Hi.
Hi.
So happy to see you.
So sorry how long it's taken.
Thank you.
After following their journey from Afghanistan to Pakistan, I also soon land in Canada to see how the new arrivals are faring.
We are on our way to Mehru Ali's house. She's one of their sponsors. And she's got a basement flat where they've been staying since they arrived here in Toronto about 3 weeks ago. It's been 9 months since I last saw them in Islamabad, and a bit anxious to see how they've been settling in here. Hello?
Oh my God! Marissa!
Hi!
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 Hi.
You're here.
You're Canada.
How are you?
همه میگفتن 14 ساعت شما در پرواز بده. چطور بود؟ ما از همون 14 ساعت واقعا اگر بگی ما هیچ متوجه نشدیم. یعنی شاید برای ما 2 ساعت بیشتر نبوده. ما در هواپیما بودیم. و ما هر لحظه هی بچه‌ها عکس میگرفتن، میگفتن این یک عکس یادگاری بمونه. در لحظه بهترین لحظات.
Mehru Ali knows what it takes to start over in a foreign land.
Great, so you got a job?
Yeah! Yeah,
that's first amazing. Job.
She immigrated to Canada from Pakistan more than 25 years ago, and now feels a duty to help others like Akila.
It's simply by chance that we have some good fortune. I could have been Akila, and Akila could be sitting here talking to you. It's just chance.
It's luck.
It's luck. With luck comes tremendous responsibility. And it's not something that we are doing outside of our capacity. Everybody can do something or the other.
For fellow sponsor Katie, an entrepreneur, that means making sure they have what they need to get through a Canadian winter.
I brought a couple of coats. This one's quite nice. It has a really big collar. Yeah. This one's maybe not for outside. It's maybe just cozy. Oh. Akila, maybe you want this one?
Yeah, yeah.
This is your style, I think. Yeah. This is your style. I think, oh yeah, perfect. Yeah.
Perfect.
It's like cozy.
Of course.
And this one.
They've had a warm welcome, but finding a permanent place to live is proving a challenge.
مشکل بقیه اینجاست که صبحانه ها برای کسایی که مثلا فامیلشون بیشتر باشه یا بعضی چیزا باشه اونا باز اجازه نمیدن.
People renting places, unfortunately right now, they have all the power.
Yeah.
That's why we have to start like being more flexible about where we look.
The family would like to stay in the North Toronto neighborhood where they are now, but there are few vacancies and rent is expensive. Once they find a place, they can start to really make plans.
مشاوره اجتماعی بعد من جور که معلومات کردم از خانم مهرو، معلوماتی که به من دادم باز این هم مورد علاقه هم میشه، هم میتونم باز اگر بتونم در مکتب، در اسکول اونجا چیز کار کنم من خیلی خوب.
We were looking at college options. So someone named Akila.
Different programs available.
And there were some programs that I'm more familiar with.
Yeah.
And when I mentioned to Akila
a program for settlement work and for social work. She seemed to be interested in that.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where we are trying to go.
Yeah.
And because I have contacts in the settlement sectors.
What do you think about this? Do you think about this? Do you think about this?
You know what, Akila, you've done so many amazing things in education that you can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
You know, you'll have to work hard on the English. That's the biggest thing. But once you have the English, you know, you're smart and you work hard and you have a lot of gifts and you can do whatever you want.
One of the reasons they'd like to find a place in the neighborhood is that the boys have just been enrolled in schools here. Akila sometimes walks her eldest son, Abu Fazl, to the local high school, where he's starting grade 9.
خانم مهرو با ما بود خیلی واقعا احساس خوبی بود و خیلی خوشحال بودم که تنیس که تا ابوالفضل میتونه در یک مکتبی کلان با تمام امکانات دور از کدام استرس کدام فشار یا جنگ و انتحار بتونه درسش بخونه.
Does it make you miss your school?
Yes. واقعا یعنی سید شهدا خیلی مظلومه مردمش شاگردا ما خیلی دست پایین مثلا نظر اقتصادی خیلی پایین هستن اما شاگردا خیلی باهوش‌تر هستن. خب این آرزوی من برای تمام دخترای افغانستان و مردم افغانستان هست که یک جای آرام داشته باشن و درسشون بخونن و من بسیار خوشحال هستم که این شانس با بچه های ما داره و میتونن در یک محیط آرام با یک امتحانات خوب دستشون بخونن.
خب آقلا جان دیگه همراه موسا جان خوش آمدی به مستاگه و خیر میریم این حالا میگردیم امی سرکارم بیوی دیگه بلدنگارم بیوی اینجا
کلان هست.
With just a few weeks before they have to move out of Mehru's basement, today, Akila and her husband Musa are checking out neighborhoods west of Toronto. Their tour guide is Shakur Feroz, another Afghan, who came here as a refugee 12 years ago. Akila and Musa are nervous about moving too far away from what they already know. But Shakur wants to show them something familiar, an Afghan supermarket. The couple is excited to see what's on offer.
چای افغانستان هم ارگری هست جمهوری زنده بود الان خوردش نان افغانی بسراغ 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 نمکی هست یا شکره 120.
On the weekends, their sponsors show them around their new city.
Okay.
One Saturday, Brennan takes them up Toronto's tallest landmark, the CN Tower.
Queen Street.
That's Queen Street West.
Queen Street, and then that's the college station.
They're impatient to get working and going to school and have their own place. They're doing really well. They're picking up a lot every week that goes by. There's going to be ups and downs and hard things, but that's life. These people, Akila and her family, they're survivors. They're extremely tough. They're very smart. They're capable of doing things that are difficult. They're going to do fine.
Hi, welcome to the University of Toronto. My name is Isha, and I'll be your tour guide today.
For Manoz and Akila's daughter, Tamana, continuing their education is a top priority. Today, they're touring Toronto University campuses to get a sense of what student life might be like here.
As you can see over here, there's a little cafe called Second Cup. They usually have like a mix of like coffee and a bunch of snacks. So if you're ever running between classes and you need to grab food, it's really convenient because it's located indoors as well. This one I think can probably hold like around 15 to 20 students.
I can't wait to just take my bag, my pencils, and like start my college. Yeah. Wow, that's amazing. Yeah. Oh, wow. It's really pretty.
Spring when like, you know, all it's super green and everything, it's really,
really nice. You know, in so many ways, this is a world away from Kabul University, where Manoz was going to school last. But watching her exploring the university here, walking around, it's not hard to imagine her fitting right in. And I think that's a testament to how much she's matured over the last year since leaving Afghanistan. It's very unusual for a young Afghan woman to be on her own.
Actually, it's really unusual for Afghan girl, but I was one of those lucky girls that my dad gave me this chance to go and like by my own to come here and like travel by my own. It was not easy. It was not easy for my dad. It was not easy for me, for myself. I am the first girl from my relatives who just left Afghanistan by her own.
Hello, Frishta.
Manoz talks to her family almost every day. Her younger sister, Frishta, was in grade 11. But now, with schools closed to girls above grade 6, she spends her days doing housework. The news from home is not good. The economy has collapsed. People are starving. And the Taliban have brought back public executions.
Don't cry. Everything will be okay.
She just remembered the night where I left Kabul. That was a night, and I think it was 4 a.m. Every year was dark, and my father told me that, let's go. It's time to say goodbye. It was so difficult to say goodbye to everyone. My mom, my sister, my brothers. It was not easy, especially with Frishta.
Bye-bye.
I say to them that, hey girl, right now you are the biggest girl in the family. Take care of everyone.
Afghanistan is never far from mind. Today, they are visiting an exhibit at Toronto's Aga Khan Museum, showcasing the street artists of Kabul. Snapshots capture the city they love in happier, more hopeful times.
It's so painful. It's so painful. Our country, our culture.
Reminding them of everything they lost when U.S. forces left and the Taliban took control. Then Akila sees an artwork she recognizes instantly. The mural that covered the outside wall of her school in Kabul.
Oh, side shadow, Maktab side shadow.
The street artists painted it after the bomb attack that killed dozens of her students.
تمام واقعیت های افغانستان رو به تصویر کشن کل چیز.
واقعیت واقعا.
واقعا همش هم درد است.
It's not easy to like forget everything about my country, my family, my siblings. It's not easy.
in Aga Khan Museum, I remembered everything. It reminded me all those moments which I had with my family members, with my friends, with my classmates in school, in Afghanistan, in Kabul. Those golden days. It was really golden days to feel peace, to try for greatness, positive change. I can't forget those days. I know after the Taliban took over, everything finished, but we tried. We tried our best.
نمیفهم چرا کشور ما یک کشوری است که کسی بهش توجه نمیکنه. یعنی در این قسمت باید فشار بیارن روی طالبا که روی حکومتشان که بزارن شده دکتر را دستشان رو بخوام خیلی هاشون استرس گرفتن، خیلی هاشون منزوی شدن، خیلی هاشون گوشه‌گیر شدن، دیگه ازدواج های فامیلی اجباری بسیار زیاد شده برای افغانستان به خاطر که شاگردات که الان نمیتونن مکتب برن، نمیتونن درس بخونن.
Despite their despair about the future for women in Afghanistan, they also need to focus on their own future in Canada.
Do you have any concerns about anything? You know, the cost of living is very expensive.
خب نگران هستم، اما خب این وقتی که ما البته پیسه اینجا با افغانستان میسنجم خب بسیار گرانه هستم. ولی نظر به این که ما یک کار داشته باشه در کنار کاری که من داشته باشم و شوهرم داشته باشه، بتونیم هر دوی ما یک کار بسیار خوبی داشته باشیم، چون این سر ما نیست، سر کل مردم کانادا هست. گرانی با کمترین امکانات ما شروع میکنیم و خیشالله با شاید روزی برسه که ما صاحب خانه و وظیفه و البته وظیفه و بعدش هم خانه و اینا موتر باشه.
Just 3 weeks after arriving in Toronto, Manoz has found a part-time job at a juice bar downtown. Today is her first shift.
It's really necessary here to start working and be independent. So that's why for me, just staying at home and like doing nothing is really difficult. And also like with my family, so I can help them and I can like...
You're going to send money back to your family? Is that what you're thinking?
Yes, of course. I have to because like, as I mentioned, like my disabled sister, they need medicine, they need... And it's winter, it's really cold in Kabul, so... My father have to buy some wood, something to keep warm in the house. So I want to send money back to my family, to my mom. And so it's like, I feel so proud that I am able to work. And like, I want to take the responsibility of the home, the responsibility of my brothers, my sisters. So for me, it's very important to have a job.
Akila is also looking to the future.
Yeah, بعد از 5 سال. حتما بچه هم شاید تمنو شاید دست پاندون شاید خلاص کرده باشم، دیگه بچه کوچیکم هم مکتب شد، زندگی آرام، یک زندگی خوب داشته باشم و یک شغل آبرومند برای خودم و برای شوهر و یک زندگی خوبی رو میسازم تا 5 سال بعد حتما.
For now, they are safe and happy, excited to begin a new chapter. But starting over is daunting. There's a lot to learn about Canada.
So over here in this box here, they play ice hockey in the winter. So they freeze it and people skate and shoot.
A new culture, new language. New food.
Get the cheese and gravy and French fries together.
Yeah. Poutine?
You like?
Their new friends will be there to support them, but the work ahead is theirs alone.
It will not be easy. It will take time to get easier. But and here, you can choose what you want to be or where you want to go.
I will be able to start my college, to start my lessons. And I'm so excited about that, because if I was in Afghanistan, I didn't have this opportunity to start again and to continue the way that I wanted. But in here, it's a very big opportunity for me.
And as newcomers to Canada, they feel that anything is possible here.
خب ما واقعا یک بار شش بودیم با بچه ها صحبت میکردیم که واقعا اسپنسر ها خیلی زحمت کشیدن و ما باید جواب اینا رو طوری بدیم که شما باید یک آینده خوبی داشته باشین، یعنی یک دکتر یا یک انجینر عالی باید باشین. باز تمنا برگشت رو گفته که مادر اگر ما هر کاری بشیم بگو شما بهترین باشین. اگر من به حساب حتی اگر یک فروشنده هم باشم باید بهترین که باشم، به حساب جواب محبت های اینا رو همه رو میدیم، چون بهترین آدم میشیم، بهترین یک شهروند به حساب کانادایی میشیم.